with Mike McMahon, president, major shareholder, founder of Pinnacle Health and Fitness in Fitchburg. So, Mike, why did you start this business some years ago?
I started the business because I found myself unemployed. My career in the fitness industry actually began close to 20 years ago, mm-hmm. and 3 months into it, I knew I was going to own a health club. I love the business. I love the nature of the business, everything that's going on. So, so I started working towards that. Came to Madison, wound up running a health club here in town for 8 years. They decided they didn't need me, and that was the impetus that caused me to sit down, write the business plan, and the rest, as they say, is history.
Wow, that's great. How many years ago was that you started Pinnacle?
It'll be 8 years this spring. It's a long time.
So what do you feel that Pinnacle provides clients that perhaps other facilities don't? What's your niche?
I think we focus on two things. One, trying to create a more laid-back atmosphere, mm-hmm. a little more comfortable situation. Mm-hmm. Our clientele are primarily 30-plus adults, professionals, and what they're looking for is not necessarily what the 18 to 30-year-old single individual is looking for. So we focus on that market, and what sets us aside, I think, is our desire to provide the best customer service mm-hmm. in the city. One of our goals is to be the club that other clubs look to emulate.
Oh, that's great. How about advice for others who are thinking about starting a business? What would you tell me, tell them, tell others?
Get as much experience as you can in as broad an area as you possibly can. Mm-hmm. I draw from high school accounting, high school law classes. I draw from my experience in the mortgage business. I draw from my experience selling advertising, running other businesses, budgeting. As broad an experience as you possibly can get, number one. Number two, initially try to experience it using someone else's dime.
So when you started this 8 years ago, how long did you think it would take you to feel like, yeah, we're running, you know, the business is going, and then how long did it really take?
I thought it was going to take about 12 to 18 months. It took probably 36 months. There were two issues that came up in the first 2 years that we were open. There was a five-month period when the major thoroughfare here, PD, was closed, mm-hmm. which really hurt us and kind of set us behind. And then there was that short recession back, and I can't even remember the dates, but there was about a 12 or 18-month recession there. Both of those kind of hurt us. But we managed to stay true to our mission and keep things running and keep it thin while we built the business.
So, well, that's great. So you could keep it going for the 3 years it took to really make it happen.
Yeah, yeah.
That's great. How about new employees? You know, what do you look for when you're hiring people? What do you think is the secret sauce for hiring well?
I think personality more than anything else. They've got to have a spark. They've got to have a desire to serve, some enthusiasm for customer service. If they've got those things, we can train them the specific skills. If they've got skills but they have no personality, we'll never get the level of customer service that we need and want.
And has it gone well for you over the years? You think across your 8 years you've hired well? How's that?
We have good hires and we have bad hires. I constantly am reminded of probably one of the worst hires I ever made, and it helps keep my feet on the ground when one of my people makes a bad hire.
What do you think you might have done in addition to your background to prepare for this? What else should you or could you have done before you started Pinnacle to perhaps help you in your business?
I think the initial design of the building had some flaws to it, and we struggled. Part of the struggle was a result of the design, the layout, the floor plan of the building, the colors. There was no real excitement when you came into the main floor, and I think as time went on and we expanded and added color, that helped to create some pizzazz. I'm not quite ready to say we should have built the pool first, but I do know that the layout and the colors probably would have done a little better.
So pay attention to aesthetics.
Oh yeah, definitely. In our business, yes.
How about career advice for potential entrepreneurs? You said, you know, get as much experience as possible. How important do you think it is to, you know, do those things rather than just dive into a new business? I mean, is it essential? Or?
I think it's essential. I know two individuals who lost family fortunes. Actually, now I know a third person who lost family fortunes going into businesses that they knew nothing about. Yeah. And all the money in the world isn't going to save you if you don't know how to run the business.
Right.
I can't speak for other businesses. This business, from the outside, looks very easy to do. Mm-hmm. From the inside, it's not easy to do. And so this industry, definitely you need some experience. If you're doing a franchise situation, my guess is you probably can go in with a lot less experience, simply because you're going to have the support and the systems and implementation plans and the business model that will help you succeed.
How about customer service? You know, clearly you emphasize that here at Pinnacle. What tips would you have for other people thinking about businesses, you know, the small things you need to do and all that? You know, the greeting at the door, you have that. I think that's great.
Simple things. I've got a friend who's in business, and she says, never make a customer wait to give you money. And so I think you need to be focused on what is the customer saying, when are they saying it, where are they saying it, why are they saying it, and listen to them, because they'll tell you what you need to do in order to keep them coming back and buying your products or services. So listen, don't make them wait, and be very attentive.
Great. Thanks so much, Mike.
Thank you.